All too often, we become trapped in the state of two worlds of linearity and universality. And all too often, we seem to plant ourselves between them, stating that we are both or can be both on different days. But the problem is that universalism and linearity as a form of thought states are so different that it becomes important for a person to choose one or the other, or risk being stateless. What am I saying? Universalism is such a resource-intensive process, and linear thinking is much less so. Usually, people can cope with one or the other, seldom both. And it is vital to determine where you fall. Why? Because it might not be worthy trying to master both to the detriment of your mental well-being. Greatness takes time, and the ability to reconcile the thought states of your mind with any element or mastery is not less taxing. It means that you will appear confused and unapproachable to your loved ones, and you will try to make a reconciliation between these two patterns. You may have to bury aspects about yourself that are dear and essential to the person that you are. Not to say that you won't regain them, but that they may be lost temporarily. Sometimes when we are lost in thought, we quickly realize just how baseless it can be, and it can soon turn from a joyous endeavor to heavy and stressful. That is because thought tends to spread itself and explore as many sides to an object and viewpoint as possible. It tends to explore all angles of any materialism or object. This means that you may be searching for a single option to a question, but by its mechanism, the mind will also show you options B and C. The reality is that, as people, we aim to be the best version of ourselves. We also aim to be the best for our family. And that is very straightforward to understand. However, ego also creeps in all too often and thrusts you into the world's limelight. Now you find yourself competing with strangers, the vilest of hyenas. And you carry their criticism all too much. I suppose I advocate for making choices because I am trying to coerce you to focus on something. Here's the truth, we hate uncertainty. We don't like it. Imagine you are asking tough questions to someone, and in their vocabulary are words such as maybe or kind of. Imagine your impression of them. However, we live in that sort of state of mind. And we do not realize it. And because of that lack of awareness, this behavior automates itself. The world does not care about your universalism or linearity, but you do, and your bloodline does. And in the most narrowed down sense, you need to ensure that you add an increment to the biology or evolution of your family/bloodline. No one else's. It is okay to be a progressive figure in the world. However, there is a burden to it as well. One that you will have to carry. We live in this world alongside 8 billion souls and counting, and each has a life of their own. And although you are trying to impress them with a public display of your abilities to work your mind in this new form, you should still consider that they can rightfully reject your hocus pocus. Living to impress people is futile. Instead, much of who you are must align with your nature. If not, then decide which trend you will go with. Linearity means that your thoughts are very managed and structured. This usually means that you know what you want in life and have learned to be content with that. This could also mean you have devised a way to join your subconscious mind with your thinking mind. It means you enjoy a simple and manageable life, largely clutter-free. On the other hand, a universal mind is less common. These are minds that look at thoughts and attempt to bring them together. They seek to unify thoughts and determine what's beneath it all. This mental state tries to touch everything and resultantly utilizes more resources in the brain. It may lead to a more stressful life, however, it has its reward points. I find that both states of thought depend primarily on the individual's upbringing. And it has little to do with the open-mindedness or ambitiousness of the individual. It's just how the mind connects with the world. And none is better than the other, and so much as good is not better than bad. It becomes a question of which one is more suited to the individual. Sorry, good is undoubtedly better in many cases than bad, but both are complementary. I believe that people who fail to comply with their own oath, i.e., engage in affairs outside their union or defraud people online, may have any of the aforementioned minds. So none is better than the other. Although I advise you against using words like kind of, I will use them shortly. That is because I can be a hypocrite at times. So don't take this writing all too seriously. I say a linear life is kind of worthy because people who fail to make a choice and modularize their lives often find themselves amidst a turmoil of sorts, a crisis they can't circumvent. In reality, men must give themselves rules to maintain their sanity. And rules are linear, they are simple. Sometimes it's not about who achieved the most materially but who went the deepest inwardly. Who conquered thirst and expressed new ingenuity that money can't buy, and all of that comes from choices. A person's last resort. Thanks for your ears. XOXO.